baby here in jail.
Improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
If you want communication, use a telephone. When you entertain the nation, it's a microphone. Dictation can be made on a dictaphone. That's communication. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication. You can send a wire by telegram. Also get the news by teletype. Now we look in Mars through a telescope. That's communication. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. Western Union telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bring a message through. Phone express and airmail, a shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication. Telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bang a message to you. Pony Express, air mail, shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication.
It's Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade. I love that that song shouts out shortwave radio, the original way to listen to this show. This program started and is still heard on shortwave radio. Starting in 2023, we began broadcasting on WRMI, Radio Miami International. Still there every weekend. or also heard on WBCQ, The Planet Shortwave from Maine, and Channel 292 Shortwave transmitting across Germany and all across Europe and the UK. So that was a high-tech song from the great voice of Slim Gaylord in 1947. Communications. Hey, if you are listening on shortwave or any great radio station, be it AM or FM or internet stream anywhere, we want to hear from you. Where are you listening and how does the show sound? Do you like our wildly eclectic presentation of 100 years of music? Send us a reception report through cruisinthedecades.com or just email me directly, brad@thesummit.fm. The Summit FM is local, independent, all-music public radio broadcasting from Akron, Ohio, USA. We started this show as a local show on the Summit, and it went over so well that now we self-syndicate it to the best radio stations all over the world. CruisingTheDecades.com into the 1950s with a song co-written by Webb Pierce and Mel Tillis together in 1959, and they both had a hit with this song, I Ain't Never. We're going to hear Webb Pierce with his version from 1959. It was a hit again in 72 when Mel Tillis had a successful re-record. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
Journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Bye.
is that ahead of its time. 1965 with the Sonics from Tacoma, Washington, a garage rock psychedelic band that was a huge influence on bands like the White Stripes and the Hives and Nirvana. That was Psycho by the Sonics, and we often talk about collecting records on this show. Well, to many people, original LPs and original 7-inches by the Sonics are very much a holy grail and very pricey collectible albums. Such influential music. CruisinTheDecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, and we're going into the 1970s now. And let's remember the tragic events of May 4th, 1970 at Kent State University. Cruisin' the Decades is an audio time capsule, music and culture. Let's take a look at the Kent State Massacre.
On May 4th, 1970, the Kent State Massacre began as one among hundreds of protests taking place on college campuses around the country that weekend, sparked by President Nixon's televised announcement to widen the Vietnam War by launching airstrikes inside the borders of neutral Cambodia. Fully armed but inexperienced National Guard units were put into service to quell the demonstrations. Suddenly, the smell of smoke and the sound of gunfire split the air. A local reporter witnessed the whole tragic event.
At the request of the Portage County prosecutor, an injunction has been imposed by County Judge Albert Karras, barring all persons from the KSU campus except those specifically authorized by the Ohio National Guard. The injunction requires all students living on campus to depart as soon as possible and at the latest by 12 noon tomorrow. At this point, the majority of students have left the campus and many are awaiting rides from parents and friends. The injunction has been imposed as a result of this weekend's campus disorders. This afternoon, four persons, including two women, were shot and killed on the campus during renewed demonstrations involving hundreds of students.
Members of the National Guard units at Kent State had fired loaded weapons without warning into crowds of anti-war protesters. A similar incident 10 days later claimed two more lives at Jackson State University in Mississippi. In the fevered aftermath of the shootings, a presidential commission was formed and concluded that the National Guard's action of firing into the crowd was unnecessary, unwarranted, and inexcusable. The war had come home.
Kent State University in Kent, Ohio, May 4th, 1970.
Soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally on our own. Rogers and Nixon's comet. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. Forehead in Ohio. Forehead in Ohio. Forehead in Ohio. Forehead in Ohio.
I'm an import.
Remembering the tragedy of the Kent State shootings, May 4th, 1970. Never forget students Allison Kraus, Jeffrey Miller, Sandra Lee Schurer, and William Schroeder of Kent State University. That was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, Ohio. On Cruisin' the Decades. And we're going to stay put in the year 1970 and play a pretty significant album rock FM radio hit of the day by Quicksilver Messenger Service. They came out of the San Francisco Bay Area. This is probably their best known or best remembered song. This is Fresh Air. I'm cruising the decades.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cruising the Decades. Fresh Air by Quicksilver Messenger Service from 1970. I'm Brad Savage, cruisingthedecades.com. One song per decade, and we're going to move forward all the way to 1988, and a song that had a real slow build on the charts, but by the late 80s, it had become a top 40 crossover hard rock hit. And it's kind of a rock ballad. This band came out of Baltimore, kind of a hair band, a hair metal band, but a very serious tone and a serious song, an anti-suicide song. And I'd like to point out that the 988 hotline is active 24/7 nationwide in the United States. 988, the suicide and crisis lifeline, in English or Spanish. And this song is just as pertinent today as when it came out on the album Blow My Fuse. In 1988, this is Kix. That's K-I-X, Kix. Don't close your eyes on Cruising the Decades.
Mama can't solve your problems.
global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
The 90s alt rock era. That was Machines of Loving Grace, Butterfly Wings, from 1993, from an album called Concentration. They were kind of this industrial hard rock band. You know, in the 90s, you had a lot of these bands like Frontline Assembly and Knights Are Ebb and Nine Inch Nails and Gravity Kills and KMFDM, the so-called industrial rock sound. Kind of heavy, but also kind of electronic. And that band hailed from Tucson, Arizona. It's Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. Find all of our playlists and all of our shows at cruisinthedecades.com. Special greetings to listeners on the Maverick, KMSU in southern Minnesota at Minnesota State Mankato. Hello to our listeners in New England on WICN Jazz and More in Worcester, Massachusetts, and our listeners on WMVY Martha's Vineyard and the World at mvyradio.org, and all of our listeners on the Eagle from Armed Forces Network, heard at many U.S. military bases and U.S. military installations all around the world in all U.S. embassies and through the AFN Go app. It's a miracle of radio and music appreciation. And we go into the 2000s, into the aughts. Here we are with Jack Johnson live. This is from his In Concert DVD and live album. A collection of many Jack Johnson live performances throughout the early 2000s. Well, this was done at the Bonnaroo Festival in Tennessee in 2008. This is Jack Johnson live. Horizon Has Been Defeated, and cover of Mother and Child Reunion by Paul Simon on Cruisin' the Decades.
Has been defeated by the pirates of the new age. Alien casinos, maybe it's just time to say things can go bad. Make you wanna run away. As we grow older, trouble just seems to stay. Future complications. No prints can come from fingers, but machines become our hands. Feet become the wheels, the wheels become the cars. Then the rigs begin to drill, the drilling goes too far. Things can go bad, make you want to run away. But as we grow older, horizon begins.
Fade away, begin to fade. just let it be. But it just don't work out that way. And the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. But I would not give you false hope, no, not on this strange and mournful day. When the mother and child be your home, yeah, it's only a motion away. Yes, it's only a motion away.
From the studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA, this is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
I stand in the corner like a tired boxer, one hand on my cheekbone, one hand on the rope, and all my veins pump blood into my throat so I can hit the note, go do it all again, tell them all I said, hi. I said hi. And I lay half awake thinking what's it gonna take for my moment to arrive, so sick and paralyzed. And I chew my gum on the left side of my mouth, wonder when I'll spit it out. Yeah, I'm just getting started. Tell them all I said hi. Hope you've been well. You've been asleep while I've been in hell. Tell them all I said hi. Have a nice day. I'll be just fine. Don't worry about me. Tell them all I said hi. Tell them all I said hi. I stand in the corner like a tired boxer. One hand on my cheekbone, one hand on the rope, and all my veins pump blood into my throat so I can hit the note, go do it all again. Tell them all I said hi. Hope you've been well. You've been asleep while I've been in hell. Tell them all I said hi. Have a nice day. I'll be just fine. Don't worry about me. Tell them all I said hi. Lying on my side, watching time fly by, and I bet the whole world thought that I would give up today. On my side, watching time fly by, and I bet the whole world thought that I would give up. Lying on my side, watching time fly by, and I bet the whole world thought that I would give up today. On my side, watching time fly by, and I bet the whole world thought that I would give up. I bet the whole world thought that I would give up. Well, tell them all I said hi. Hope you've been well. You've been asleep while I've been in hell. Tell them all I said hi. Have a nice day. I'll be just fine. Don't worry about me. Tell them all I said hi.
That is an unreleased live version of Amy Shark, I Said Hi, from 2018. Live acoustic, Sydney, Australia, Sony Music Studios. She performed that on a Zoom live session for Summit FM listeners in Ohio. And then they sent me the wave files of the performance. So it was a virtual live recording halfway around the world. It's Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. This will bring us up to modern day 2025 and a recent single from Doechii. Hailing from Tampa, Florida, originally, she was up for 3 Grammys and took home one of them for Best Rap Album at the 67th Annual Grammy Awards in 2025. This is called Denial is a River by Doechii on Cruisin' the Decades.
What's up, Doechii?
Hey, girl.
You know, it's been a little minute since you and I have had a chat.
Has it really?
Probably since, like, your last EP, All the Places You'll Go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Been a minute, yeah.
I've been getting some calls. Oh. People are a little bit worried about you.
Not worried.
And I know that I was kind of that outlet for you, so.
You were.
Why don't you just tell me what's been going on?
Okay. Remember old dude from 2019? Nice, clean, did me dirtier than laundry. Took a scroll through his IG just to get a DM from his wife. I was so confused, what should Doechii do? She didn't know about me and I didn't know about Sue. I opened up the messages and had to hit the Zoom. Turns out the girl was really a dude. Think he slicked back till I slipped back. Got my lick back, turned it to a knick-knack. I moved on, dropped a couple of songs, and then I went and got signed. Now it's 2021.
Okay, I just feel like this is the perfect opportunity for us to just take a second and kind of unpack what's happened to you. You know, this guy cheated on you and...
Nah. Okay. Platinum record this, Bible record that. I'm making so much money, I'm all over the net. I'm moving so fast, no time to process. And no, I'm not in the gang, but I'm always on set. This watch drip drop, label want the TikToks. Now I'm making TikTok music, what me? I need a cleanse, need a detox. But we ain't got time to stop, the charts need us. Fast forward me, 2023. I'm stacking lots of cheese and making money. My grass is really green and honestly, I can't even... cap no more. This is a really dark time for me. I'm going through a lot.
By a lot, you mean drugs?
I wouldn't.
Drugs?
No. It's a...
No?
It's a natural plan.
No, I'm not judging.
I'm not an addict.
I'm just saying.
I don't think...
Want to talk about it?
I like pills. I like drugs. I like getting money. I like strippers. I like to... I like day drinking and day parties in Hollywood. I like doing Hollywood. Snorted probably would. What can I say? The works. It feels good. And my self-worth set an all-time low. And just when it couldn't get worse, my ex crashed my place and destroyed all I owned. Oopsie, made a oopsie. $100,000 oops made me loopy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Don't want to have to turn a thick of guts into soup.
Whoa. Okay, Doechii. We don't want to revert back into our old ways. So we're going to try a breathing exercise, okay?
All right,
when I breathe, okay. You breathe. All right? Let's go.
Grammy Award winner, Best Rap Album, and a nominee for Best New Artist. That's Doechii. It's Denial is a River. And that'll do it. 100 years of music. Check out all the shows on demand and all playlists at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norman, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronavirus is today. But now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year. Now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
The Fantastic Strings on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Sunny. And we started this hour off with Outcaps with Gentle on My Mind. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to the second hour of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Always good to be with you. And I just hit the wrong button, of course, so that means I have to reset things and vamp for time, as they say. But it's time for us to take our road trip, and this week we're going to Ohio, and some of these I've mentioned before, I know, but one of them I've been to, the last one. The first stop is the world's largest basket in Newark, and I know I've talked about this before. It's not a picnic prop gone wrong. It's a 7-story office building built to look like a giant woven basket. Originally home to the now-defunct Longaberger Basket Company, the handles alone weigh nearly 150 tons, and they're on top of the building. That's proof that in Ohio, even office space can come with a handle. Yes. Rolling on, we move to Marblehead Lighthouse, but the oddity isn't the lighthouse itself. It's the fact that you can climb it and get a view of Cedar Point's roller coasters just across the bay. Few lighthouses offer thrills by sightline alone. Yes, indeed. Then there's Frogtown, USA. Now, that's a really bizarre name, isn't it? But it's in Valley City, Ohio. The small community is obsessed with frogs. That's why it's called Frogtown. So much so that it hosts a frog jump festival every year. Roadside statues and murals keep the amphibian theme alive year-round. So probably the frogs themselves. Heading further south, you can't miss the Handless Clock in Cleveland. I don't know if south was the correct word there, but anyhow, it's the Handless Clock in Cleveland. So big, this big clock face hangs proudly but has no hands. The locals joke that time doesn't matter here, which might explain the laid-back vibe in the town, right? The fifth stop is, how about a snack, huh? In Chardon, Ohio, you'll find the Geauga County Maple Museum, honoring maple syrup with displays of antique tapping tools and some sticky sweet samples. You might even leave with a gallon jug of liquid gold. But it's not gold, is it? It's syrup colored. And pull off here near Columbus in Dublin, Ohio, the Field of Corn Cobs. Yes, I've been there. You can probably find a picture of me standing behind one of these on Facebook if you follow me there. 106-foot-tall concrete corn cobs standing upright in neat rows. It's both a tribute to Ohio's agricultural heritage and one of the strangest picnic backdrops you'll ever see. It's backed by Osage trees, actually, and it's also a tribute to the fact that corn once grew there in that town. Yes, Dublin, Ohio. The care for it comes from the hotel tax. So there are hotels in Dublin that pay taxes to care for the field of corn. I'm not kidding. That's very true. Look it up. That's our trip to Ohio. Here are the Holly Ridge Strings and Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
relaxing and easy.